News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03, and as we have done on Tuesdays and Thursdays for several weeks now, maybe a couple of months, I don't know, I don't keep track because it's kind of tough to keep track of time. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local health officer, is joining us to bring us up to date on some things as a result of COVID-19. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you calling in and, reminding everybody that this is Tuesday, first of all. That's a good thing. But let's just first start with, the data that you have regarding to numbers and where we are with positive cases and recoveries and such.
Sure. So as of today, Riley County has a total of 1,275 confirmed positives. So we had a pretty busy weekend. We did see quite an increase. Out of those, about 700 are considered active cases. We have had 560 recover. 709 actually are considered active and 560 recover. We also have had 6 deaths here in the county. We currently have 4 COVID positive patients in the hospital. 1 is on a ventilator. And last week, our percent positive was at 30.37. And the week before, after we made a few adjustments with total tests coming in, we know now that we are at a 34.27% from that week before. So we did see a small decrease in our percent positive. I think we were surprised to see that overall we're much higher than where we'd like to be. And we do have that percent positive chart that will come out later today with our news release. And we will have it also available on our website at RileyCountyKS.gov.
Do you have an idea of how many new cases you've determined here just within the last few days?
Yeah, it was about 200 within the last 2 to 3 days.
Okay, so that includes the entire Labor Day weekend. Are those numbers still pretty much concentrated in that 18 to 24 age group?
Yes, about 90 to 95%, I would say, are 18 to 24-year-olds.
Oh, goodness. Considering, the percent positive rate that you're talking about, how does that implicate or apply toward local health order number 18?
Yeah, so that's one of the factors that we look at with our orders, as well as the severity of our cases. We also look at the amount of people that we have in our hospital and overall what we're seeing in the community as far as what our healthcare providers are seeing in the community. So we'll look at all of those factors in determining what we need to do with that next order.
Okay. Well, we've got 3 different events today. Tell us about some of these testing opportunities for people to take advantage of.
Yeah, so we're excited to announce that with the help of KDHE and the Kansas National Guard, we're offering free testing again here in Manhattan. We will be on the south end of the mall close to Texas Roadhouse tomorrow, the 9th, from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll also be in Leonardville. This location is not an actual building, but it's actually up by the ball fields in Leonardville. The exact address is 401 West Chase Street. We'll be there later that evening on the 9th. From 5 to 7 p.m. We'll also be out in Ogden the next day, September 10th, that's Thursday, from 7 to 9, again from 11 to 1, and then 5 to 7 p.m. at the community center there located at 220 Willow Street. So it'll be ran just like we did in the Northview area. We'll get you through pretty quickly. We just ask that you fill out some paperwork. And then you'll be swabbed, and you'll also get some free food that's donated by the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition and Orscheln.
Well, that's good stuff right there. That's enough incentive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let's bring us up to date on some of the hot spots that we've had. I saw that you had a complete listing of, a couple dozen or more hot spots. And is that still something that you're seeing an increase in those numbers of those areas of concern?
Yeah, our contact tracers are very, very busy these days. And one of the things that they do is they try to track where most of our positives are coming from. Really, it's all over the board, but we have determined about 12 different outbreaks, most of those being Greek houses. So we have announced those. None have recovered yet. It's about 28 days until recovery at the minimum. So we'll continue to look at that. Some other hot spots or outbreaks are the USD 384, school district. Of course, we called KSU football an outbreak. So those are some areas that we're looking at, along with just where the other positives are coming from. And like I said, it's kind of all over the board as far as where they're coming from out in the community. So we'll continue to track that and certainly keep you updated on any of our outbreaks here in the area.
Okay. The other day, I stopped by the United Way office to speak with Tara about some United Way events that are coming up. And they still have masks available for free for people to come by and pick up. And that's an effort that continues because you got a lot of folks that are making up masks for people in the community. That project still goes on, doesn't it?
Yes. So don't forget, we still have free masks available at Kansa United Way. I believe they're distributing them from noon until 3 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So be sure to stop by and grab some masks.
All kinds of different styles and different colors, too. Are you seeing more and more acceptance of people wearing masks in the community?
Absolutely. Yep. Really, anywhere you go, I see it. Very few people are not wearing their masks. It is, of course, a city ordinance that we do have to wear a mask when we're inside a public place or outside if we're not able to maintain 6 feet of social distance. But yeah, I see people adhering to this. Most people do, actually. There are some people that aren't able to wear masks. But yeah, for the most part, I'm seeing great compliance.
Well, anything else that we need to touch base with our listeners on?
I just wanted to remind people of the screening line that we have available. If you're experiencing symptoms, please call that screening line. That would be your first step to get tested. A nurse is able to answer questions that you might have regarding your symptoms. And so please call that screening line at 785-323-6400. That's available on the weekdays from 8 until 5.
We might also, once again, let's talk real quickly about the dates and the times for those testing opportunities with in Manhattan, Ogden, and in Lynnerville. Let's run those down real quickly again.
Sure. So we'll have free testing available tomorrow, the 9th, from 7 until 10 a.m. We'll be at the south end of the mall, close to Texas Roadhouse. That's here in Manhattan. We'll also be in Lynnerville near the ball fields at 401 West Chase Street, from 5 until 7 p.m. that evening on the 9th. We'll also be in Ogden the next day on the 10th from 7 till 9, and then again from 11 until 1 and 5 to 7 at the community center there at 220 Willow Street.
Okay. Julie Gibbs, we'll talk to you again Thursday, and we'll be looking forward to those numbers, and hopefully, you know, we're starting to see some stabilization. I know that it's been kind of an interesting, challenging, fascinating week for everybody with, you know, kids that are in school, regardless of what level. But, you know, it's are you seeing some kickback from teachers and from parents right now?
I think overall the school year might have gotten started a little rocky, but that was to be expected. But I think overall it's going very well. We've been working very closely with the staff there at all the schools in the county, as well as the nurses. And I think we've got a system down pat now. So I think we're good to go.
All right. Julie Gibbs, we'll speak with you again Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning on KMAN.
Sure. Thank you.
7-Eleven and News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast comes next.